7:52, and Adam is here now with the full business bulletin.
Thanks, Keane. Microsoft has contributed €40 billion to Ireland's economy over the past 10 years. That's according to a socio-economic report commissioned by the tech giant to mark 40 years of investment in Ireland. It's also announced €4 million in additional funding to provide AI skills. That's on top of the €8 million provided since 2018. James O'Connor is Microsoft Ireland's site leader and corporate vice president of Microsoft Global Operations Services Centre. James, people know Microsoft has been here for a long time. They might be surprised to learn it started with less than 100 people all the way back in 1985.
Yeah, good morning, Adam. It's incredible to think that in 1985, Microsoft selected Ireland as its first real base outside of the US in Europe. It started with just 100 jobs. Actually, it was manufacturing jobs, developing box software product. Actually, it was DOS. And it grew from those humble beginnings in the mid-80s, which was a pretty challenging time in the economy at that period of time. And over a multitude of years, we've continued to innovate, transform alongside the Irish economy. And we now got an employee base of 6,400 employees here across our multifunctional teams in Leopardstown and Dublin. We have our LinkedIn headquarters here for international. And we also have a gaming division here, Activision Blizzard King. So across those divisions, effectively every facet of Microsoft is now operating here, supporting not just EMEA markets, but also supporting international markets. And that goes across software engineers. So we have lots of software engineers here working on our core products, to sales, to data centers, alongside all our corporate functions.
The anniversary comes at an important point. You mentioned the way the company's innovated over the years. Your CEO, Satya Nadella, thinks AI poses an existential threat to Microsoft. He says that the company needs to reinvent itself for this new era. What does that mean for the Irish operations?
Yeah, like we're going through like a fourth real huge technology shift. And I've been part of the Microsoft journey for 3 decades. So this is I've been part of this personally. We went through the PC era where, you know, Bill Gates had this vision of having a PC in every desk. And then we went to internet and mobility, then cloud. And now we're in this general purpose AI transformation. And that's a huge opportunity, not just for Ireland, but obviously on a global level. And Ireland is very, very well positioned to do that. That's why we're announcing today an additional €4 million of investment, because we believe skilling is at the heart and at the centre of the opportunity that Ireland has.
A key to the future of AI is more data centre capacity. You say Ireland is well positioned, but is it going to miss out on investment because of the effective moratorium on new data centre builds here?
Yeah, we have a significant presence of data centres here. We also have a leadership team that manage our data centres across the EMEA market. We're also very committed to ensuring that we're running our data centres on renewable energy. By the end of this year, all our data centres globally will be running on 100% renewable energy. And we continue to basically sign a multitude of different power supply agreements here in Ireland. And so that's really our continued investment. Of course, we're working with government in terms of the infrastructure plans that they have. And obviously, grid capacity and those one key focus on government that they're working on.
This issue, though, over infrastructure in general, is it damaging Ireland's reputation when you're fighting for investment on at a global level in the company? Is it damaging?
Well, you stand back and look at Ireland, what we announced today, like to mark our 40 years, we basically have commissioned a study with Indicon. And in the last 10 years alone, Microsoft investment beyond our tax returns has basically been €40 billion. In the last year alone, is €3.9 billion. So that's a substantial investment in the economy through direct and indirect jobs. So the roots of Microsoft in Ireland are very, very deep and very long-standing. And the commitment to Microsoft, to Ireland, is steadfast.
Very, very briefly, in terms of the future, will you have a smaller employee footprint? Because if AI is taking the jobs that people would have previously done, it stands to reason you don't need as many workers in the future.
Our workforce is continuing to scale and grow over the years, and 6,400 is a significant workforce. Like with every technology transformation, jobs will continue to evolve and change. Also, lots of new career opportunities and new roles will emerge and are already emerging in AI. Our customers are consuming AI at significant rates. Like, you know, all our Irish customers are deeply engaged in AI. Even today, at this morning's event, we're going to have on PUST and the Kerry Group leadership team talking about how they're transforming their organizations using AI. So I believe that Ireland is very well positioned, but we have to take the big focus for Ireland all up is AI skilling, and that's why we're making the €4 million investment.
James O'Connor, Corporate Vice President of Microsoft Global Operations Services Centre. Thank you for that. More business news in the next era. That's all for now.